All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestorial territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inj Shachlech from the Intlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show. We have a special person in the house with us today, Celia.
How are you doing? Good. Thank you. Yeah. Always a pleasure to be here, and hope everybody's having a great day out there.
Yes. We have a super awesome show for you guys coming up. Our subject is going to be on nature on this July 17th, 2025. We have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have Rainbows Are Free, the Swamp Shakers, Nelly Furnato, and Slamosa, and if we have enough time, some Elephant Tree. So stay tuned for all that. We'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Belgium, from Italy, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from Ukraine, from Russia, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So we're going to start off our show with some energetic music, and we're going to start off with some... How did I lose all our tracks here? Oh, and now I know why. We're going to start off with some Rainbows Are Free. And this one's their song called Speed God and the Rise of the Mother Truckers from a Place Beyond Hell.
Mother Truckers.
Yeah, so enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
was an awesome song from Rainbows Are Free, Speed God, and the Rise of the Mother Truckers from A Place Beyond Hell. That was an awesome song, man.
That was good. Lots of energy.
Sure gets the blood pumping. Anyways, we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. He's a high diving champion of the world. And we'd like to ask him, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths and get this show started right. And thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, man. It's always an honor to be on with Eagle Nation. I hope everybody listening is super excited for these deep breaths. We start every show with them. And in preparation for those, let's think of something that really brings us joy and relax our shoulders and relax our jaw and our belly, anywhere in your body where you might be feeling tension. And we're going to breathe in through the nose, bringing that beautiful appreciation into us. And then exhale, let it all go, and just pull as if you're dropping every weight in the world off your shoulders. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. Two more. And one more. All that love in. Oh, that's stress out. Yeah, there we go. That feels good.
Oh, man.
It's a nice hit of oxygen.
Yeah, so powerful, man. It's just so amazing to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brain, and getting us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject, which today is our subject is called nature. And we'd love to hear your words on that, Wegedesk.
Yeah, man. Nature is an interesting one. It makes me think of that saying, nature versus nurture. And the nature is like the environment around us. And the nurture is, you know, what's going on inside of us. And, you know, nature is so powerful. You know, I think all of us wish that life was roses and daisies and ice creams and desserts, one after another, with no bad times. But I do got to say that it's because of those bad times that I've become stronger, and I've been forced to look at my own thoughts and actions in a, you know, kind of critical and improving manner. And I think that comes from nature. I think nature really does have that element of survival of the fittest. And if it ain't gonna cut it, then it just ain't gonna cut it, you know? Not everything does make it. And so as much as nature might seem tough and brutal at some times, it's also, we're experiencing the fruits of nature right now in our summertime period. And so those are some words that I feel about nature. And I mean, ultimately nature is so uncontrollable. Anything could come out of nature. And so there's that real magic to it as well, and a connection to the divine. And yeah, I'm interested to hear what you got to say about nature, Chief.
Well, that's a beautiful word that you just used, which is magical. And I've been talking to many people, and I've been just realizing, like, the magic of nature. It's so powerful. And I was just remembering one of the most powerful creatures on the planet, I believe. And this is in the frog land. And there's this one frog way up north. And I was watching a documentary on it. And it's this little frog. I think it's the wood tree frog or something like that. And it was frozen solid. And I watched it. And it was like thawing out. It thaws out after being frozen solid. It thaws out and then it hops away. And like nothing ever happened. And it was just so mind-blowing. And I'm thinking, like, man, this thing could have been, you know, there could be frozen frogs out there for, you know, thousands of years, for all we know. And then they just like thaw out and they just like hop away. And it's just so mind-blowing how the power of nature has that magical sense. It reminded me of like Disneyland. And you know, he creates like all these magic movies and things that are so creative and wonderful, because this is something that helps us as humanity to open our minds and gets us into these realms of technology and science and then when you combine it with the spiritual aspects and emotional aspects, you know, it creates these great things in the world that we get to see and experience. It's like watching fiction become real. And this is one of the things that I just realized and wanted to share with, you know, everyone about nature and just watching the magic of nature and realizing the power of nature and use it to help yourself grow and have that creative spirit and generate hope for the future for all generations. And try not to be blinded by some of the fast temporary stuff that we can gain in a short period of time through wealth. And it can eat away that creativity. It can eat away that hope if we spend too much time in that realm of superficial and the addiction of these social medias, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all these things are just like so fleeting. It gives you that spark, but then you need it more again. And, you know, we can live without it. And we have. Some of us have, you know, to us it's like science fiction coming true. You know, I can talk to my brothers, I can talk to my family, you know, they're thousands of miles away. I can talk to people on the other side of the earth like they're right in front of me. And you know, 100 years ago that was all fiction, and now it's real. And you know, these kind of things we should be learning to use it in a responsible way to help develop ourselves, to help develop humanity and create some positive energy and be the change that we want to see in this world. And I really appreciate you joining us and leading us through our breaths and all the wisdom and words that helped you develop your life and achieve those high diving feats that you've done. And I've been able to witness through your, you know, your movies and stuff that you do. It's just an amazing thing. So I really thank you for joining us and sharing with us.
Thank you, Chief. And you know, you talking about those frogs had to make me mention the, you know, the nature that we're all the most familiar with, that is the trees, is the trees and the nature and, you know, the plants, the animal kingdom, you know, and how we enjoy the fruits of that kingdom because the indigenous people of the land that we live on have looked after it with so much respect for, you know, since the beginning of time. And so I think I just wanted to throw that out there and mention that as well, as we get deeper and deeper into the colonial system, we start to see how valuable those other ways of living are, the harmony with nature and chasing things like a good garden as opposed to a fat pocketbook. So thank you for having me on, Chief, and I love you guys a lot. And keep the deep breaths going, and we'll tune in again same time next week.
Beautiful, wonderful. You have a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you. And we'll say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, and he's a high diving champion of the world, and just a special human being, and a great inspiration for many people all over listening. So we're going to carry on with our show. Coming up next, we do have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. But first, we're going to play her a song, and this one's from the Swamp Shakers. And their song is The Hucklebuck.
The Hucklebuck.
Yeah, it's a Earl Hooker cover song. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
That's a ride.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good toe-tapping song, man.
Yeah.
That was the Swamp Shakers, and their song was called the Hucklebuck, and that was a Earl Hooker cover song.
Wow.
So, man, that was pretty intense, too.
That's something.
I really loved that one. Yeah, so welcome back, everybody. We have our subject today is on nature, and we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, so we'd like to ask her what her words are on nature.
Well, having lots of opportunity to get out to Minnetonka as a child, I had a really, that's one of my biggest blessings, is because so much nature has taught me so much and will continue to teach me so much. I think, you know, just you were talking earlier about, you know, the flashy things with, you know, social media and stuff, although that wasn't around when I was a child. It's like there's so many flashy objects around now that it's really easy to kind of go, oh, nature, like, oh, boring, you know, that type of thing. But if you allow yourself to deepen into it, I mean, it's some of the things that you were talking about, like where you witnessed a toad coming out of a frozen thing. Like, really? Like, who would believe that unless you witnessed it, right? Mm-hmm. And I was even thinking about a story, now that we're on the thing of toads and frogs. I remember at our last board meeting, one of the people doing stewardship had seen a snake. A snake that had been accidentally, well, had been run over partially by a car. And so, but it was along its side, and it had opened, it was still sort of in its last moments of living. And the little toadlet, a couple of toadlets jumped out of its body. And I was astounded at that story because in my mind, it's like, okay, if I got swallowed by something, the stomach acids of whatever that creature was would basically demolish my body pretty quickly as it makes it into energy for its day. So like even that is another example of the resilience of and the intricate design of different creatures. Like we might not survive what the toadlets did, but there's other things. Like each creature or each plant or part of nature has really interesting, unique, intricate characteristics and beauty. And so it's easy if you're driving fast in a car or on a motorcycle to not really take in the depth of all of that's around. I mean, it's just like we've all been given a bounty to some degree. I mean, some and more in some parts of the world than others because of population, human population and stuff. But this is a gift that by and large we can receive and give back to for free. Like it's no, oh, you have to have $50 or else you can't, you know? I mean, you know, so it's one of those beautiful gifts that is around. The other thing that I mean, we were talking, I was talking about teacher, but I also see nature as a healer because, I mean, there's so many different areas of healing, but it's like, you know, I don't know, I think it's like they've even measured it, like if the scientists. But you don't need to be a scientist to know. After 15, 20 minutes in a forest or a natural setting where there's not traffic and unnatural kinds of sounds going on, that, you know, human cortisol levels, the stress hormones, all start to quiet down. So we know that stress, I mean, cortisol is kind of like the acid of our cardiovascular system. It's basically eating our arteries alive. You know, I think of it as a spiritual guide. I don't know, like I'm sure I know for myself, if I lie on the ground and I'm looking up at clouds and just watching the movement or a night sky with the stars, it puts me back in my rightful spot as a one of many of this whole magic that is happening. Whereas I can get kind of cocky and arrogant if I'm in my, like, oh, well, did you see what I did? You know, like we're human beings, we can get a little bit lost. But nature can put us back in our place in the best sort of way if we open to that.
Well, that's that reminds me of one of the most powerful experiences that I've gone through which was through the toad medicine. And it's pretty intense. It's like, I think it's MEO5 DMT. And, you know, it's probably one of the strongest psychedelics that you can take. And it can really put you in tune with nature. And but you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. You have to be ready for a really positive experience, or, you know, enter into eternity.
Right.
And but it can be done. And many people have done it, and they've also experienced and witnessed and said that it was such a mind-altering experience in a positive way.
Right.
And so there are these medicines out there that can be so powerful and wonderful.